It's good to know the times of things. But I would like to suggest a verse that is really the center of everything. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. When Peter wrote about prophecy, he says we have it made surer. What made it surer is that the Lord Jesus have come, and he couldn't forget that scene of transfiguration. If I lose sight that prophecy and everything is circled around Christ, then I'm going to miss the meaning of this conference we're holding today. Yes, there is Israel. Yes, there is the people on earth. All these events and what the brethren have said, true 100%. But yet, as far as God is concerned, it is the testimony of Jesus, is the spirit of prophecy. The second thing I would like to suggest to you is let no man deceive you. And also these, although he's talking to future company, yet it is for the same thing for us presently. Because the deception is based on false doctrine. Because they would say, in my name, they're using Christ to deceive. And dear old and young alike, we're studying the scriptures. And it is the same exhortation for us. We cannot be deceived. We shouldn't be deceived. How would I preserve myself from being deceived? We have to learn the scriptures. Christ is the center of prophecy. For us to be on a safe path, we have to be acquainted with scriptures. And the last quick word I want to say, it is very interesting that it is not recorded here, but it is recorded in the Gospel of Mark. That the ones that have asked the Lord Jesus in particular were Peter, James, John, and Andrew. And you would think, why would the Spirit of God record for us the names of these disciples? He spoke probably to, as far as Matthew, to the disciples, but in Mark it is in relationship to these four individuals. What was it for them? Why were they so curious? I dare to say, Peter gives us the conclusion why they wanted to know what's going to take place. Because all these events that we are talking about should have an impact on us presently. So that Peter could say, in light of all these things, what manner of persons we ought to be here. Brethren, knowing all these things that will take place, how are we behaving? Are we reaching out? We don't want people to go through these aspects that we have suggested, the beginning of sorrows and great tribulation. So may the Lord give us grace to understand that Christ remains the center, even of the word of prophecy. And out of such a study, may we learn how we ought to behave ourselves in this scene until Christ comes.
We find in verse 5, we might describe this as the first of several sorrows or birth pangs. So here's an outline within an outline. So it says, many shall come in my name and say I am Christ and shall deceive many. And in Luke's gospel it refers to do not go after them or will go after them. Meaning the deception will include following them. This word many is found throughout this prophecy that the Lord is talking of.
Six times,
thank you. And in this case, we can just imagine, how is it that somebody can say, I am the Christ, and people will believe them? It is that they do not know who the real Christ is. They have not come to a realization that the Holy Scriptures show us who Christ is. And they're still looking for Christ. They don't realize he's ascended and is in heaven this very moment at the right hand of the throne of God. So they're looking for him not as you and I. They're not looking for him to come from heaven. They're looking for him to be in this world today. And these individuals will stand up and say, I'm the one you're looking for. And they will deceive because they will not be the real Christ. So they must come with something. that will deceive, whether it's false teaching, whether it's some miraculous ability, but they will somehow deceive. And this is the first birth pang. It is something that we may already begin to see in our lifetime, the we might say the premonition of it, where there are those that say, well, I have this knowledge that no one else has, so follow me. This is the development of what we see in the cult movements, and more are surfacing. So this will be, in this time, there'll be many that will do this. This is the first birth pang. And it goes directly as to what our brother John has mentioned about the spirit of prophecy. It all surrounds Christ. So what is the first, we might say, the first sorrow is to attack Christ himself, to present a false Christ, a false Christ.
That is another proof that it is written to the Jewish people. Peter, the Apostle Peter, in his second epistle in chapter 2, he spoke about, as were among the people false prophets, among you will be false teachers. The mark that marked the Old Testament, when Satan tried to deceive the people of God, he uses false prophets. At the present time, he uses false teachers. They come around. There is nobody that could say today, well, I am the Christ, and, you know, come and I just came, I'm Christ. None of us would think that he's in his right mind. But why it is what will mark the time of tribulation is false Christ. Not false teachers now, false Christ, because that's what they were looking for. They thought the one that came is not real, the real one. So they are looking for false Christ. And as a result of that, anyone will come to them and say, I am the false Christ. As a matter of fact, he say, and as you read in Luke, he is in here or he is in there. They will be looking for him and they will follow after him. So again, another proof that this is written for Jewish believers.
Point. The question that we often have is, well, what are the saints presently going through many troubles? And we like to think that we are associating that here, possibly with the early part of this chapter. However, the Christian company does not look for a Christ here on this world, a false Christ of anything. That was the Jewish hope and expectation, and therefore the deceiver comes to deceive them to believe some other Christ. We're not waiting for a Christ to come here on earth. The Christian is waiting to be taken out of this world to where Christ is. The second point, trials that we have. In John 15, Brother Ishmael pointed out the fact that the Lord saying that a servant knoweth not what his master doeth. But I've called you friends, for all things that I've heard of my Father I've made known unto you. So the Lord is making known to us in this time all that he has heard of the Father. And then he goes on to say in verse 18, if the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If we were of the world would love his own. But because we're not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. The danger for the Christian to be deceived is what we find in the epistles of John. It is false spirits. It's a day of the Spirit of God dwelling in us and among us, among the believers, here in this scene. And so the danger we're exposed to is to believe false spirits. That's the attack of the enemy for us. But there's no, for us today who are believers, it's absurd to think that we are going to be looking for a Christ coming here somewhere in this world. And so the sorrows that we are passing through, Christians are passing through, are none other than those that the Lord has said in following him. And how many martyrs have there been since Christ was received in glory? The different ages. How many have suffered and as a result thought this was the end of time? Well, the fact is, they loved the Lord, and the Lord knows that. And this is the great comfort for us. We're waiting for him, and that's what gives us comfort. Just the other point was made that while all Scripture is for us, All scripture is given by divine inspiration and is profitable for doctrine, instruction, or doctrine, for correction, for reproof, and yes, instruction in righteousness. And that is for us, all scripture is given for that reason. So we take lessons, and it's a wonderful thing that the Lord has disclosed to us now, not waiting till after it happens, but he discloses to us now where this ungodly world is heading, in the judgment, the just judgment of God, falling upon it very soon.